You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Now it's time for our weekly chat with Labour MP Andrew Little.
Yesterday, more than 1,300 community midwives from the College of Midwives filed a class action lawsuit against the Ministry of Health, saying that it had breached two settlement agreements aimed at improving pay and working conditions. Do you support the midwives' decision to file a lawsuit against the Ministry of Health?
I certainly understand why they do it, what they're doing, and why they're doing it. I mean, they've done this twice before, reached settlement agreements with the Ministry of Government today, and then had those settlement agreements dishonoured. So it's no surprise they're doing it. Obviously, my preference is that we do actually get around to fixing the problems rather than having to litigate. So I met with the College of Midwives. They've laid out the things that they want, the issues they want fixed. I met with officials and with my Associate Minister of Health, Dr. Aisha Verrill. So we are committed to trying to address the problems that they've got. We'll continue to do that, continue to engage with the College of Midwives, but they've taken the decision to litigate. As I say, I understand it, and hopefully we can get this resolved.
After an earlier lawsuit in 2015, one of the settled agreements between the Ministry of Health and the College of Midwives was that a new contract model would be designed. As of yet, no new contract model has been designed. Why is this?
Well, that's a good question. I think there's some complexity to this. These are the independent midwives. These are midwives who don't want to be employed by hospitals. They want to manage themselves, do all those sorts of things, I think. There are different models, however, that allow them to express their independence, exercise their profession and their professional skills, and be remunerated accordingly. For example, in South Canterbury, out of Timaru, the former district health board set up an arrangement where the midwives were independent, but they got administrative support that meant they could focus on being midwives, not having to be concerned about remitting their invoices, making sure they're reimbursement claims are up to date, all that sort of stuff. So it's about finding ways to make sure they get the support they can get to enjoy the independence that they want and be the midwives that they want to be providing the care we want them to be providing.
So moving on, Director of Population Health in Counties Monaco, Dr. Gary Jackson, wrote to a number of MPs in July using a Health New Zealand letterhead, saying that he expressed concerns about alcohol advertising on children and that MPs should support Central Auckland MP Chloe Swarbrick's alcohol harm minimisation bill. You responded by saying he had crossed the line of political neutrality. If health experts are trying to do what's best for their community, does it matter if they support a bill being proposed by a political party? Is it not their job to advise MPs what they think is the best legislation that will work?
Their job is to advise on public health issues, and they should do that. They must do that. Their job is not as effectively public servants paid for by the taxpayer to enter the political arena and pick sides on, individual MPs' legislation. I think the counterfactual is, if the legislation was a government piece of legislation, and he had written to a number of opposition MPs saying, as a public servant, you must support this government bill, I think, the interviews I would be having would be of a completely different character. Political neutrality is political neutrality. As Minister, I've got to uphold and preserve that. That's what I've done in this instance.
And do you think that there is a difference between supporting a political party versus supporting a bill proposed by a political party?
I think when you act politically, you act politically. If you're dealing with the issue, you deal with the issue, but you don't enter the political arena. If you want to enter the political arena, there's ways of doing that. But you don't do it while you're being paid by the taxpayer to expect political neutrality.
That was Labour MP Andrew Little.
The Wire.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.